With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The state opening of Parliament is tomorrow and includes the throne speech as well as the budget address. In her capacity as representative of the King, Governor Jane Owen will inspect the Guard of Honor, receive the royal salute, and proceed into the chamber. At the invitation of the Speaker, the Governor delivers the throne speech and then departs. And then it is back to the business of the House, which includes presentation of a bundle of budget-related reports and agreements. Premier the Honorable Juliana O'Connor-Conley will present the policy statement titled Nurturing Our Future, a United, Sustainable Path to Recovery, Hope, and Prosperity, which will be followed by the appropriation bill for financial years 2024 and 2025. The budget address is titled Laying the Foundation for Our People's Well-Being. An update now on the East-West Arterial Expansion Project, which is aimed at alleviating the growing traffic crisis for people living in the eastern districts. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller has more.
At the National Conservation Council's final meeting for the year, NCC member and director of the Department of Environment, Gina Ebanks-Petrie, updated the board on the progress being made by KMAN's seven environmental assessment boards. This includes those for the solid waste management system, three airport projects, the K-Rock Quarry, and the Port Zeus Marina project in Cayman Brac. Residents in the eastern districts have been long awaiting the environmental impact assessment for the proposed extension of the east-west arterial.
That continues to progress. EAB meets as part of the steering group every other week with the EIA consultants, and those meetings have been going generally very well. We have received one chapter from the EIA on the cultural and heritage assessments. The EAB has reviewed that chapter and has given its feedback to the consultant, so we're hoping to get a revised draft of that chapter in due course.
Ms. Ebanks-Petrie says the holdup with the EIA is in relation to a hydraulics and hydrology study commissioned by the National Roads Authority outside the EIA process, which hasn't yet been completed. Back in February, she reported to the National Conservation Council that she'd been told 90% of the report was complete. However, the final documentation hasn't actually been submitted yet.
EIA consultants are waiting for that report, but the NRA are also requiring that report in order to do the design for the road. So even if there was no EIA, that report would still be required, and they don't have it yet.
The DOE director says from their perspective, things are, quote, on track.
We've done everything that we are been required to do, and we're just waiting for that hydrology and hydraulics report, which will feed into the assessments that they need to do in order to come up with their preferred option for the route.
MPs called for roadworks to be immediately started on the extension of the east-west arterial from Hearst Road to Lookout Gardens without a planned environmental impact assessment during their April parliamentary session. However, in June, the premier at the time, the Honorable Wayne Panton, told MPs that the Attorney General's advice was that neither Parliament nor Cabinet can direct that an environmental impact assessment be, quote, terminated. The National Conservation Council previously deemed that the planned 10-mile extension to the road requires an environmental impact assessment under the National Conservation Act because of, quote, potential detrimental effects. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
More details tonight as the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service confirmed that a 30-year-old man was killed in yesterday's incident in East End. Police say the man was working on a vehicle and was trapped underneath. Emergency services responded. He was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital in Georgetown and pronounced dead. The trial of a police constable charged with animal cruelty is underway in summary court. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Police Constable Timothy Alexander Monroe Jr. is charged with animal cruelty stemming from the death of K-9 Officer Barron in 2022. K-9 Barron died after being in what was described by the Department of Agriculture Animal Welfare and Control Unit as, quote, poor conditions, end quote, at the Georgetown Police Station K-9 kennel. Back in July, a veterinarian told the court Barron died of heat stroke. Testimony and cross-examination of a police officer with knowledge of the matter took center stage today in summary court. Defense counsel Dennis Brady cross-examined the police officer who filed the incident report, which said Barron was left unattended for some time by the defendant. Mr. Brady noted that the incident report did not confirm an account from the superior officer responsible for PC Monroe. Mr. Brady asked why the officer framed his report in a way that implied negligence or disregard for Barron's safety by PC Monroe. The officer said his report was not intended to cast aspersions on PC Monroe, but was his attempt to provide a clear and detailed report. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The holiday season just got a little merrier. Those who receive long-term financial assistance through the Needs Assessment Unit and recipients of the Seafarers and Veterans Ex Gratia benefit can look forward to a little extra cash, $250 to be exact. The Ministry of Investment, Innovation, and Social Development recently received cabinet approval for the holiday season payment. Deputy Premier and Minister the Honorable Andre Ebanks, responsible for Investment, Innovation, and Social Development, says the recipients of the payment will see the extra support the week of December 11th. The Cayman Islands is one of 14 UK overseas territories, containing more than 90% of the unique biodiversity in the Commonwealth. Over the next few days, Radio Cayman will be touching base with the young people representing the islands at the COP28 Global Climate Talks underway in the United Arab Emirates. Tonight, here's Glory Nicholson.
I came into this situation with a pretty open mind, kind of looking around at all the different pavilions and bopping place to place with my cohort just to learn anything and everything. Yes, it is very important to gain our information from other islands and listen to the steps that they're making towards a more green environment for their communities. But I've actually found some interest elsewhere as well. I've had the opportunity to go to a few women and gender talks to listen to how women are treated in the case of climate crisis, as well as women and gender. So different marginalized groups and how they're dealt with in cases of refugee camps and managing with different countries with different laws and such to keep it diplomatic. Also, we've had a chance to experience some of the arts and culture side as well. So it's been really nice to hear how Indigenous cultures have a relationship with the ocean and their view on protecting it, and also just how they propagate their passion and expand it to a wider audience.
Ms. Nicholson is currently pursuing a postgraduate degree in conservation biology at the University of Kent. COP28 is an annual United Nations climate meeting where governments discuss how to limit and prepare for future climate change. The summit is being held in Dubai through December 12th. And get your caroling on tomorrow night in central Georgetown. CIDTV's Donna Bush has more.
The Ministry of Home Affairs is having its Festival of Carols this Friday, December 8th, to kick off the holidays. It all gets underway at Heroes Square at 5 p.m. through to 7 p.m. Titled Bring in Cheer to Our Community, the public is invited to attend this free festive event where groups of staff from the various ministry departments, including the Fire Service, Department of Rehabilitation, and the Regiment, just to name a few, will be singing Christmas songs. The Honorable Sabrina Turner, Minister for Home Affairs, will make some brief remarks, and motorists are encouraged to arrive early to get parking near the square.
CIDTV's Donna Bush there. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.